back in session.
Case number 11204, Bay 20 LLC, south of Route 20, Zion Church Road, corner of Road 382A, Johnson Road, within Foxhaven Subdivision. Tax map ID 533-11, 45.01, and 46.03, a special use exception for temporary ground signs.
Can you please state your name and address for the record? You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening,
ladies and gentlemen. We stand before you this evening, or almost morning, request a special use exception for an additional on-premise temporary sale signs for Foxhaven Subdivision. Subdivision is located on the corner of Zion Church Road and Johnson Road, which is a couple miles south of Roxana. We're requesting a total of 7 signs each, just as you see on the easel over here, very small, and we can get all 7 of them at one sheet of plywood. Our sample provided shows the exact size. This is a small subdivision, only 76 lots in an agricultural rural setting. In this downturn of the economy, these on-premise additional amenity signs the developer feels will help marketing the sale of the lots, which the economy is moving slowly but picking up. The approach with the little Fox logo is to catch the eye of the traffic passing by, showing all which the development has to offer. Our request for the signs is to be displayed no more than 18 months, temporary in nature. In regards to the standards for relief, question number 1, will the exceptions substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties? No, the neighboring properties will not be affected. The rural area in the subdivision has previously been established with infrastructure, and the development entrance has been approved. All agency approvals have been granted, and several model homes are also completed. Question number 2, are there any requirements which are of applicable to the specific exception being requested? No, we're only asking for additional temporary sale signs. I believe a presence has been set down the road at Ashley Manor, which they came in for the same type of variance for temporary sale signs, and the request was granted. We didn't entertain any questions, and we appreciate your consideration for a request.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
You did say 18 months?
Yes, sir. That's a recommendation of planning and zoning. The previous ones have been granted have been also for the same amount of time.
Are these signs are going to be all removed by all of them, removed by the 18 months.
Yes.
18 months.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that's the exact size sign.
Yeah, there's 7. There'll just be 7 of them.
7?
I believe you have the
double-sided.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Morton, no question.
And I'm just going to have no further question. That being said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? This application. Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11204 for a period of 18 months. There is a uniqueness to the property that they're going to put them up there to stay there. I'm only for the 18th month. Right, 18 months. It's a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe that.
Mr. Rickard,
done before.
May I interrupt?
Sure.
I believe the application is, I'm seeing on the agenda, is for a special use exception, not for a variance.
That doesn't say that.
On the agenda?
No. Oh, on the agenda?
Perhaps Ms. Thibodeau could correct me if I'm wrong, but I was under the impression it was for a special use exception.
It is on the agenda.
Special use exception for additional temporary ground signs.
It's not on the, okay. I stand corrected. It wasn't on the sheet. It wasn't on the application. In fact, there was nothing on there.
You just followed Mr. Rogers' lead.
Yes, I did. I did. I thought he knew he was.
So the question, I guess we should address, is the question is will it substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? That's the only question.
We went over that.
We addressed that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We addressed that.
Okay. That,
the two questions, not the five.
Yeah. Correct.
I'll correct that again. I'd like to approve case number 11204 because a special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Have a second to that motion?
Sorry.
Have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11204. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Well, since we the applicant suggested that it would not, and we didn't hear testimony that it would substantially affect adversely, I say aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11204 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen.
Case number